The following presentation was recorded live at the River Worship Center in Warsaw, Indiana. We now join the message already in progress.
For me, just like the kindred spirit of resonating with him, that he was speaking, I don't want you to go to hell. I want to be here for you. I want to share with you. I love you. I don't want you to go through all this stress on your own. There's one that can help you. You don't have to carry all the weight. Oh, come on, I'm preaching already and help somebody. It's just flowing from my heart right now that there was something God wanted to tell me that maybe I wasn't listening to this morning as well or this week, that God just used her to help bless me because her spirit resonates with my spirit, and it got my attention. How many of you just need sometimes the Lord to get your attention sometimes? But it doesn't have to be through heartache and trouble. It can come through love and song and word. Yeah. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. God doesn't have to use hard times, I hope, to get your attention. God, no, none of this was in my notes or none of this was where I was going exactly this morning. But that just, there's something when the Holy Spirit gets in you and you're in prayer and you're being ministered to, yeah, that when your fellow brother and sister speak things into your life, amen? God's good. You don't have to go through heartache, trouble, stress, and pressure for God to get your attention sometimes. Amen. Sometimes it's through the loving kindness of a spouse or a friend in need. Sometimes it's a kind word. Amen. God is good and he cares for his people.
Amen.
And he doesn't want us to go through hard times. Sometimes we put ourselves in hard positions. And sometimes we put ourselves connected with people just like yourselves, that you encourage and lift up and buoy one another. And just like that resonated in my spirit, I hope the words that comes from my spirit, not my head, but my spirit resonates with you this morning. Because today's a new day. Today can be a new day for anyone who chooses to take a step towards Jesus Christ. Any step away from Jesus Christ is going down a lonely road. Any step you take towards Jesus Christ is one that can embrace your life and help you and provide, and he can be that way maker, that one that protects you and cares for you and ministers to you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm touched this morning. I'm touched because I see you. I pray by now there's some on our broadcast this morning. We've invited many. Amen?
Amen.
We're still inviting people. We're still loving people. We're still caring. We're still praying for God's blessings on people's behalfs. Amen?
Amen?
We're still encouraged by the Word of God and by people around us. Amen?
Yes, amen?
Amen? Did any of you get anything on Wednesday?
Yes.
About being encouraged with one another?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? My helpmate encouraged me this morning and God used her. Amen? So we better go to the Lord in prayer and get in His Word this morning, because that's where our help comes from this morning. Amen? So those by now, I hope, are watching, those that couldn't make it on the broadcast, because we care for them too. There's a lot of people that need our prayers right now and families. Amen?
Amen?
So would you join me, church family, in praying today for this service and for the people watching today and our families? Would we join in prayer today, because there's some people counting on us to be in prayer.
Amen?
Amen? So Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this resource that we can come together in this building. We pray for this resource of watching online for those that couldn't make it here that were sick. And Father, we just speak your name above every situation, your name above every problem. You're the name above every name. And Father, we just proclaim that over addictions, over sickness, over fear, over the junk, over the worldly ways. And Lord, we speak blessings over the people listening and those that are contributing to this ministry, and those that are helping, and those that are serving, and those that are tithing and giving, all for the cause of the gospel message. Lord, would you pour out blessings so much on them that they can't hardly contain it? Would you help them and build their finances and their trust in you in their homes, that your blessings are so great that they can't help but share it in through word or in testimony, however it is done, of how good you are and how you brought us from one ugly spot or dark spot to the light, and how you blessed our lives. And Father, I pray today that this would be the day. This would be the day for those to receive a fresh breath of fresh air and a fresh newness today, encouraged in the Word of God. And Lord, would you use this vessel to bless your people today? In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Woo! It's good to be in His house. What an awesome time we just had in praise and worship, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you made it your choice. Amen? Sometimes we go through things in the morning just getting here, don't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not always easy, but we make it our way to get back to the house of the Lord. Amen? And so praise God today. I don't know. I've tried to get these scriptures down under 150 so that you might be blessed and received. I'd rather you have 1 to 3 verses and you get blessed than to have 100 and you're like, what was he even talking about today? Right? I brought nuggets with me. And I brought keys with me. Keys to unlock things in your life. Nuggets of gold for you to hang on to and treasure as you walk this journey.
Hallelujah.
Keys to unlock things that have been locked in your life. How many have had that? How many of you ever heard, it's kind of probably an American thing, where people will say, we're about to come to Jesus meeting. We need to have a come to Jesus meeting. What's the first thing you think of? It's probably derogatory. It's probably somebody who's rebellious, somebody who's probably got a little bit of an attitude, somebody's a little bit feisty. It's like, we need to have a come to Jesus meeting. We'll get this resolved. Well, let me tell you, it's kind of a play on words, but you know, in today's age, in this world, in the lovingest kind of way that I know, we do need to have a kind of come to Jesus meeting. We've been talking about Mary Magdalene, we've been talking about Thomas, and we've been talking about Peter. And today, I hope that you're blessed in the fact that we're going to talk a little bit about Peter today. Message 3, 4, 5. If any of you've heard some of the teachings on Wednesday recently, or you've heard some of the posts that we're doing online, I hope you're encouraged by it. Even when I drop the phone, I hope you're encouraged by it. When the phone drops off the thing, and you make a quick recovery, and then you press on. We don't look at what the wind's blowing. Amen. So it's time that we encourage people to come to Jesus, not like this, but that we tell our testimony. Because one of the hardest things to do is when people are living a hopeless, troubling life and you're living blessed beyond blessed, it's hard for some to receive because they're so far down one road. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when I'm being blessed and you're going through struggles and you're like, well, how do I even get there? Or your socks are being blessed off, and I'm sitting here going, I don't even know how I'm going to pay the bills this month. Sometimes it's not easy, is it? But that's why we're here, to encourage one another. So let's get in our word, amen? So go with me in the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah. And we're going to go all the way over to verse 18. And the Word of God says today, thus says the Lord. Are you there?
Amen.
Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Come now and let us reason together. is one of the great things that you and I can learn from in regards to reaching people. Because just as we kind of joked around about a come to Jesus meeting, usually those become down to a battle, don't they? Usually it's a frictional battle of who has the most authority and who's going to win and who's the biggest, boldest rooster on the field. Who's got the more authority at work? Oh, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting and we're going to lay down the law, as they say. We're going to force you to be corrected. Well, let me tell you, our God has ways of encouraging you on the way that you should go. And oftentimes, if we're honest with ourselves, He's literally the one saying, listen, come to me. Let's reason together. Your ways aren't working. My ways work. I'm the way, the truth, and life. And no one gets to the Father except through me. Amen. We don't have to go through heartache and pain to reason together. There doesn't have to be a fight to reason together. All there has to be is one who is willing and obedient. Peter found himself maybe obedient in one area and not willing in another area. You see, Peter is a representation of us. Willing in one area, not obedient in one area. Obedient in one area, but I'm not liking doing it. And there's a point in time where you and I now are equipped. If we're willing and obedient, the Word of God says, you shall eat the good of the land. Are you hungry this morning? Are you wanting more this morning? Because this can be a new day for each one of us, if you're willing and obedient. You see, many like blessings, but we're not willing to do what it takes to get there. I want all the blessings that Pastor has, but am I willing to lay down my life and do the route that it took for him to get there? Or for you, or for you? I see the blessings, but am I willing to lay my life down for what I see others having? Because they got there for a reason, not just because they look good. Come on. You see, in the Scriptures we learned that Peter denied Christ 3 times. Right? And it sets the stage for today in John chapter 21 where Jesus came back and restored Peter. And Peter messed it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Peter, we've all messed it up. It's not condemnation, but we've all missed it. We've all missed those times of being willing and obedient, and then we found ourselves in lack, not eating the good of the land. But when you're willing and obedient, God has a way of blessing you, just like you saw this morning. God has a way of blessing you in your finances, if you're willing and obedient. God has a way of blessing in your life, in your relationships, if you're willing and you're obedient. Well, I'm willing, yeah, but I'm not willing to cut off that stuff of the past. I'm willing, Lord, but I'm not willing to lay, I'm not going to be obedient to laying down my hurts. I'm going to hang on to it. I'm willing, Lord, but I just can't forgive him anymore. I'm going to hang on to that. You see, that's going to cause you and I to be lacking of eating the good of the land. There's much good to be here. Well, I love the Lord, but do you? Do you love the Lord in a manner that is in line with the Bible? Because you're gonna hear words today and maybe Wednesday and weeks to come of agape love, of phileo love, of storge love, of eros love. Eros love in which you may have a romantic relationship with your spouse, which is good, by the way. It's good for you to stay romantic and give your wife flowers and take her out to dinner. You may have an agape love that is unconditional. Unconditional love. Anybody there yet? A phileo love that is brotherly love. Or that storge love of a family Amen? And we're going to see a key to unlocking your new day. Because Peter messed it up. Three times. He said, Jesus asked, who do people say I am? Who is God to you? Who's Jesus to you, right? And then we mess up the next week. And we're not willing and we're not obedient. It's all right. This isn't condemnation. This is to identify that we've all are like Peter in some way, in some form. Right? But God wanted a one-on-one moment with Peter. That's the beauty of today. Jesus wants a one-on-one encounter with you because he's like, Peter, I love you. You messed it up, but before we go on, we got to sit down and talk. Peter, if you're going to do what I need you to do, we need to have that one-on-one come to Jesus meeting. Let's reason together, Peter. Well, I don't want to. Have it your way. Right? That's what God's not going to force you to love him. He's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on you. He allows you to have the heart change to desire more of him. And you build up. You see, we only know family love and we only know phileo love, and he's trying to get us to the point where we're agape love. Do you love me more than these, Peter? Come on. I'm giving you keys to your new season. I hope you can start connecting the dots. Because it is a new day. It was a brand new day for Peter. Peter was going through heartache, lonely, dry season, couldn't catch any more fish. If you're a fisherman, that ain't too good. When you go on a fishing trip and you can't catch no fish and you're a pretty good fisherman, you're having a bad day. Because then all you got is barbecue sandwiches to look forward to. Thus where I found my love for Memphis barbecue. Because I couldn't catch no fish. We labored all day for 2 or 3 days. How many of you have been in a season like that where you've labored and you've labored and you've labored and it's tough? But praise God, you know what we're hearing here at the River? We're hearing breakthrough. We're hearing restoration. We're seeing people get renewed and get a boldness about them. We're seeing people serving. We're seeing debt cancellation. We're seeing things happen. We're proclaiming the things that God has for us. Is the world a mess? Yes. It's going to be a mess. There's no doubt about it. People are like, well, don't you realize what's going on? Absolutely, I realize what's going on. It's a mess. Jesus is preparing the way for when he comes back. And all these things, the great falling away, the Magog and Gog war, all these things, they're all going to happen. And it's going to get people to get their eyes on the Lord. Why does it have to be heartache that gets people with their eyes on the Lord? It doesn't have to be so. But like Peter, I had to learn what it was like to go through a season of lack to get my eyes on Jesus. Amen? So you and I have a call. Amen? You and I have a purpose to be able to encourage those in their dry season because you know what it's like to come out of that. Like, no, I'm still in it. Okay, well then, good. We can help you. Amen? Amen? You're like, well, I'm not out of it yet. Nope, but watch God move on your behalf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. You know, everybody wants it, boom, done. Sometimes it's a process. When you've spent 30 years living for the world, it doesn't sometimes just happen right away, and God's got to move you here, reposition you here, put you with people here, put a little pressure on you here, get you with that person, get you to men's breakfast, get you to women's meeting, be encouraged. All those things happen. And you have the ability to shine a light in someone's life. I'm here to encourage somebody this morning because you have a purpose. You have a plan. Amen? Amen. This is a happy message. This is to get us because we know what it's like to have been Peter. Right. Amen. We absolutely know. And here are the most wonderful scriptures. Is Jesus wants some one-on-one time with Peter, and he's knocking at your door today and at your heart going, will you let me in? Will you let me into what I want to do? Will you be willing and obedient to where I'm trying to take you? Will you cut those things out and come out and be separate? I can't do that. Okay. We'll take a retest. I want you to be willing and be a cheerful giver. I'm not into that cheerful giving kind of thing. I'll be obedient, but I'm not going to like it. Well, wait a minute. God loves a cheerful giver. I was blessed with a freezer this week. Praise God. I need a freezer. I got a freezer. How does that happen? The Lord.
Amen.
I'm hearing people starting to proclaim debt cancellation. May 1st. I know the world's a mess. Don't think I've fallen less, lost my head. I know it's a mess. You can watch the news. You know it's a mess. All you guys know. You trust in the Lord or don't you? Let it be a mess. I know who the God that I serve. I'm proclaiming month 5. I'm hearing people by the end of the year, I'm going to be debt free. I'm hearing people that are getting houses and things they've been praying for and believing for years, and God moves them and repositions them. How does that happen? Proclaim the favor of the Lord. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. Is it a mess? Got it. But when God blesses His people who are faithful, when you're willing and obedient, watch things happen. Peter had to learn what it's like to be willing and obedient.
Amen.
Come on. I'm giving you some big nuggets today because it's taken me 15, 20 years to get all these pieces. Don't think I just got it this week in prayer. It's taken this guy, this hard-headed, red-headed, freckle-faced, losing his hair guy. Okay? I am getting some gray in here now. That's praise the Lord. I got some gray. It's not red, but I'll take gray over nothing. And by the way, these lights, if you're watching me on TV, these lights add 30 pounds to us and half the hair. You must know that.
Amen.
Amen. There we go. That one right there, I'm telling you. We know what it's like to fight this flesh of changing and being molded from a vessel that is has a tendency to be disobedient. Our own will, right? Our own will. That's Peter. You're the Christ. And then he denies 3 times. And Mark, I told you a couple weeks ago, it said, go tell the disciples and Peter. Guess what? Peter wasn't out yet. There was a chance for Peter to be restored and renewed just like you.
Amen.
We have been a people that have been unwilling and disobedient half our life. And we are learning what it's like to cross over to the other side. That's what I'm talking about, your new season. When I say new season, that just doesn't mean you're getting your new BMW. I'm talking about a new season of being willing and obedient, and watch God pour out in your life and watch Him reward you for your efforts of picking up your cross and following Him.
Amen.
And when you're developing a relationship, every one of you in this church, we've been working on all year about scraping that facade, scraping that dirt, running that chisel plow down just a couple more notches. Every month, I've been dropping the chisel plow down just a little bit further on you. Every month. And now we can get some nutrients in there. We can get some water because we put up this big volcano-looking fortress that nobody can touch me. And listen, we've got to get to this heart and not this mind. And if we're willing and obedient, watch God move on your behalf. And it can be your new season.
Amen.
Let us reason together, God says. God wants to have a discussion with you and say, listen, according to my word, I'm displeased in this area and I want to bless you in this area. But you're going to have to let go of this. It's like baggage. Hello? This root of bitterness can't fit through the doors of where I'm at. This hanging on to the hurts, this big backpack, can't fit through the door. But I'm going to give you a key. Do you love me more than these? It's the key to get into where He's at. all these things that you have are not going to fit through on the narrow path that we're going on. And every time I've gotten in this pulpit, we're just lowering that chisel plow a little bit lower and then getting some nutrients in there and getting something in there to get in here. It says, listen, God loves you. Last year we talked about love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Right? What kind of love is he talking about? Unconditional love or agape love? That conditional or unconditional? Which one is it? He's looking for a relationship that sometimes we aren't always willing to go the extra mile to get. Because we become a little unwilling or a little disobedient maybe. But if you can get a hold of this today for your new season of God molding and shaping you and saying, listen, I want to have a one-on-one time with you, Peter. And I want you to follow me and watch what I do in your life. And watch how I change you from this phileo love, conditional, to an unconditional agape love that changes everything in your whole life. Because you won't look at yourself anymore, you'll be looking at others. You won't want to have battles and fights, you'll want to care and comfort the sheep and tend the sheep. Are you here? Your new season. You have a role to play in this new season. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So I've talked to you about what are you carrying? Because I'm hearing good things. I'm starting to hear good things. I'm starting to hear testimonies. I'm hearing about jobs. I'm hearing about finances breakthrough. I'm hearing about relationships. I'm seeing new people. I'm seeing people that have been here coming back and getting refilled and enjoying the church. I'm seeing people willing and obedient to get out there and call somebody and invite somebody, willing and obedient to help somebody in their time of need, not just go, well, they got themselves into this mess. They can fend for themselves. Oh, no. That's not what agape love does. Agape love says we carry one another's burdens. We help one another out when they're going through something. Right? Are we willing and obedient, you see? Isaiah 61 says, I've read this before, but it bears repeating as we go a little bit deeper with the plow. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. It does take something a little special to proclaim God's blessings and favor in your life and in others when you see this world going downhill. I know, people think I've hit my head. They look at my post yesterday, a word of encouragement on our Facebook post, and they see me talking, they see the phone drop to the ground, and they start laughing. It's like, man, you recovered good from that. Praise God, because we're going to keep moving on.
Amen.
Are we going to stumble? Yes. Come on. We're going to say something wrong. We're going to do something maybe somebody took the wrong way. I mean, that never happens to anybody, right? You know, you text and people read three things into it, and it's like, where did you get that from?
Right.
Right?
Right?
It's like you can't even hardly text somebody. How you doing? What do you mean, how am I doing? Are you kidding me? Right? There's something on us is like, hey, to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me. How about you? He sent me today. He sent me yesterday. He sent me last week. He's sending me into places to say, listen, I'm going to speak life into your situation.
Amen.
When you're deflated and you're weak and you're bitten, beat up and the world's just rough and you got your past beaten on you, you got junk, here I come. Lord, send me. I'll take on this one. I've had some challenges. It's not easy because it hurts. It hurts seeing people go through stuff. But you got to lead them towards Jesus. You got to help them, Lord. Are you willing? Are you obedient? Are you going to keep doing your own thing, Peter? Or are you going to put an end to this stuff and you're going to move forward where God wants you to be?
That's right. Amen.
I'm only speaking from experience because I'm telling you what, I was in the blacksmith shop. You catching what I'm pitching? This boy was a rough Peter. He was, I got your number, and we're gonna fix this, right? But God got a hold of me. We were singing, I Surrender All. You know, when I came to the Lord, you know what I had? Me. That's what I gave him. That's what you can give him. And that's what we're going to read that Peter's going to give him. Where Peter's going to break finally. Oh, I love you, Lord. Yeah, phileo love, maybe. Conditional love, maybe. When it gets a little tough, I'm not so sure, Peter. When things get a little rough, I'm not sure, Peter, do you agape love me? Do you love me unconditionally? No matter what you're going through, do you still love me? Am I still your provider? Am I still your way maker? Or if things don't go right and I'm not being blessed like I think, do I still love you? Right? To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. If you're bound, if you're going through something right now, listen, we are going to speak Jesus over that situation.
Amen.
He's the one that can break the chains. He's the one that can open the doors. He can make a new season in your life. But you got to be able to be willing and obedient and receive from the Lord. Because obviously, our ways didn't work. If you want something new, you got to go Jesus' way. Amen?
Amen?
Is that too hard of preaching? It's life. It's like, listen, this Bible is true whether you believe it or not. It's still true. We have to be willing and obedient to eat from it.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, somebody. It's been good. You get in here and you're like, oh, that's good. That's like my barbecued rib sandwiches. That's so good. That's like a rib sandwich. Not that fake rib sandwich. I'm talking about the one that's been on the grill for 8-10 hours. That kind of rib sandwich. Not those microwave kind of put it in there kind of deals. Sometimes you got to have things slow simmering and not this I got to have it now moment.
Yeah,
you see, we sometimes live in a microwave society where we think God's a microwave. I can hit 30 seconds, boom, it's all done. But He asked you to be willing and obedient and then watch the simmer process make some yummy brisket in your life. Are you here? You don't get yummy brisket in an hour. It takes 12 hours to make a good brisket. If you have a 12-pound brisket, it takes you 12 hours to make that thing yummy. You have pulled pork. It takes 10 hours of slow cooking to make it good. You don't get that from a microwave. Am I painting a good picture for you? Sometimes you got to allow things to fall into place and watch your new season happening. It's been happening for me this year.
Yeah, amen.
Come on. When you open up the smoker, you're like, oh, it's getting closer. My breakthrough's coming, getting closer. My debt cancellation's getting closer. I believe it. I receive it.
Amen.
Change in my family. I believe it. I'm not seeing all of it yet. It's not done yet. God's not done. God's not finished. But can I get you to have some hope today? And build your faith. You see, we gotta encourage one another, build up our hope and our faith, say, oh, I see it cooking, but it's not ready yet. You know why? Because God's working on your behalf.
Yeah.
Come on. When you're praying for your families, I don't see it yet, but wait. Yep, He's working on it. Let's just put it back in there. Because you know what? When you start building your faith, you know what happens? You stop checking. When you open up that smoker and that grill, you're wondering, is it done yet? Come on. And then you sit here and go, yeah, I checked it once. I checked it. Oh, I'm going to stop bothering it. I'm going to let God do His thing.
Right.
Come on. Month after month, I'm seeing God pouring out on each of you in your lives. If you can get a hold of this new season that's getting ready.
Yeah.
When we're believing God for your families, when we're believing God for your finances, we're believing God for breakthrough, we're believing and praying for your son, we're believing for your aunt, your uncle, your daughter, we're believing, we're praying, we're not giving up.
That's right.
Just because we haven't seen it yet doesn't mean we're going to give up. We're going to keep encouraging everybody to believe and put their faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. To proclaim, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
To proclaim it, the acceptable time. The acceptable. The world's a mess. Don't you get it, preacher? Yeah. There's war. Don't you get it? Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm struggling. Yeah, I get it. But I know what He did for me.
Amen.
I know when I was struggling what He did for me. So if He can do it for me, He can do it for you.
Amen.
Right? It wasn't done by a microwave, though. It wasn't done by microwave. I hope you're getting something yet. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let me tell you, there's an anointing that comes, if you recognize it, if you want the spirit of heaviness broken off of you. Don't hang on to it. Too many people love to lay in it. But when you put on the garment of praise, things change.
Absolutely.
You want to see blessings? You want to see breakthrough? Get your praise music on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yep.
Well, I'm just having a rough day. You know what? That crazy preacher told me that if I get some praise music on, I start reading my Bible and I turn on my audio Bible, that things are just going to change. Yeah. You know why it's going to change? Because you take off that spirit of heaviness that is bombarding you at that moment. The moment you don't want to pray is the moment you now should be able to identify that there was a spirit of heaviness on you. Come on. I'm giving you nuggets. I'm telling you, we're going to grow. We're going to boost this thing because we're going to equip you with things that I went through years of being groomed, Peter, of when I couldn't identify why I didn't want to pray. Why was I not having a good day? Because there was a spirit of heaviness attacking you, and see if it gets you out of church. Keep you, you know, here's the thing. If it's not the acceptable year of the Lord, and it's not the acceptable time, why is the devil fighting you so hard? I just wanted to run around this church. Because your greatest battle is often right before your biggest victory. Come on. Right? So if you've been battling, if you've been having junk going on, if you've been having the spirit of heaviness, if you've had this hopeless situation, let's put on the garment of praise. Like we did this morning. Is that good? We are praising the Lord. You know what? That's when things just start dropping off you. And those chains fall off you, and that heaviness falls off you. You know why? Because we got happy in the Lord, and we put some praise music on. We get excited for the Lord. We get blessing one another. We start speaking blessings. Hey, how are you doing? I got a new job this week. Praise the Lord. Let's yeah. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, on Tuesday I'm paying off another bill. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's going bye-bye on Tuesday morning. That's another one off the list. I'm going to be debt free. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. I'm going to see my family members in these seats. Hallelujah is right. Is God still working?
Amen.
Yes, He is. You've got to have faith believing just because you didn't hit the microwave this week and say, well, it's all good. Everything's changed. Everything went back to normal. Sometimes we got to be on the slow cooker a little bit and allow God to have one-on-one times like He's having with Peter. Amen? Oh, hopefully we can get through all this. So now, go into John, because I think I can get you out of here early again. Is it possible? Do you have faith believing? Can He keep it under 60 scriptures? Hallelujah. Amen. Because I want you to be fed. But if you're willing and obedient, you will eat from the land.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing, I know you're obedient because you're here today. But are you willing to receive from the buffet that we are spreading for you to enjoy everything what God has for you today at about 5 to 6 plus levels, I'm already speaking on your behalf, of help and encourage you and get you through your next season and enter into the next season.
Come on.
Amen?
Come on.
Hallelujah. So in John chapter 20, we've been here for the last few weeks, and we learned from Mary Magdalene, we learned from Thomas, and some really good scriptures. And we're going all the way to John chapter 20, verse 30, and begin reading. And we were here a couple weeks ago, and the Word of God says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written," everything you've heard already today, "these are written that you may believe," somebody say believe,
"believe,
that Jesus," how many of you can say Jesus?
Jesus,
Jesus, that name above every name, you got to speak it. Remember the first song we sang? You got to speak that over depression. You speak that over addiction. You speak that over sickness. You speak that over hurts. You speak that over unforgiveness. Speak the name of Jesus. I speak the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Over your situation.
Amen.
Now, I can help you all day long. Pastor can help you. We can all do things for each other. But when Jesus is on your side, mm-hmm, and we speak Jesus over that particular situation, mm-hmm, and you're willing and obedient, watch what God does. "That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name."
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will we go through things? Yeah. We will definitely go through things. That's why I get really concerned about young Christians. When I don't mean like 3- and 4-year-old Christians. I'm talking about young adults, young believers in the Lord. Because we give our hearts to the Lord, and then people have told us a false doctrine that's saying, "When I give my heart to the Lord, I got pizza every Friday. Everything's going to be good. Start preaching the prosperity message. Life's good." And then we go through heartache and trouble, and it's still a battle.
Yeah, come on. Say it.
And this preacher's going to tell you, they go, "Listen, it's not a microwave. It's a slow smoker. Mm-hmm. It's a slow cooker. It's an Instapot sometimes."
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The crock pot's on today. I got it. You put it on low before you left because you knew I was preaching. You didn't want to have it on high.
Amen.
Okay? But the thing is that you have to be willing and obedient to eat from what God wants.
Right.
And what He wants and what He wants to give you has been written in here.
Yeah.
And if you don't get in here, how can you know what He wants?
Yeah, come on.
And if you're not willing to open up this Bible every day, how can you find out what He wants you to do?
That's right.
If you don't know what to do, then you can't be obedient.
That's right.
So it kind of all connects, doesn't it?
Love
the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. When we're talking about seek first the kingdom, are we willing? Are we obedient? Are we really seeking first the kingdom, or are we still dealing with that a little bit? Yeah, I know. I don't want to sound like I'm meddling because I got to look in the mirror too. Don't send me hate mail emails, okay? Don't send me hate. I get it because we're on the potter's wheel. Okay, no one's throwing rocks at you, but it's the fact that I'm on the potter's wheel too, going, okay, do I agape him or do I phileo love? You know, which love am I talking about? Am I seeking the Lord when it's convenient or not? You know, those kind of things. Those are potter's wheel material, right? But these things are written that we may have life in His name. And verse 21 says, "After these things," I can do this. Have faith. I can get through these scriptures. But listen, I've been commissioned to feed the sheep. I've been commissioned to feed the lambs. The young ones that have come to church and the devil's attacking them already, where I made a commitment to the Lord and then it gets tough and all the distractions and all the stuff. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Listen, Peter, that's what you're called to do too. There's a step for you to take today if you're willing and obedient. That you also are one of the ones that provides the buffet of food. Yesterday at men's breakfast, we had a full buffet of food, and no one had any trouble grabbing the yummy pancakes with blueberries in them. No one had any trouble with the biscuits and gravy. No one had any trouble with the fresh eggs, farm fresh eggs yesterday. No one had any trouble with the casserole yesterday. It was all yummy goodness. No one had any problems eating those yummy fried apples yesterday. They were yummy goodness. And you know what? That same yummy goodness is found right here. Amen? So let's begin reading. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Jesus arose. We have proof. You either believe the Bible or you don't. Three times he showed himself to the disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We're going with you." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. How many of you had a season like that? Nothing. Not feeling nothing, not hearing nothing, not excited about nothing, just working, 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 working. Tired, tired, drained. We know what it's like, don't we? So then we also know what it's like to encourage people when they come through this door and they're not maybe feeling everything's all right, and you love on them and you care for them and you pray for them. You say, "I don't have the answers, but I'm going to start praying. I can at least do that." Yep. Right? I can't figure it out either, but God knows. He can make a way. He made it for me. I didn't have an answer back then either, but He can make a way. Right? But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. I've had some of those moments too where I didn't know if that was God or not. I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't even recognize God when He was right in front of me. Didn't recognize people that God had put in my path to help correct my direction or encourage me. That's my concern today, is that people don't recognize the love that this church has for people. They're too busy looking at the past and looking at our flesh instead of looking at the heart like God looks at. He looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the flesh. Amen. Amen. And people that we're still trying to convince them that we're real, that we're called, that we want to help, that we want to be a blessing, but we don't always have all the answers. Everybody wants the answers, but God knows the answer, right? Verse 5, then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" And they answered, "No." And He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." That's in red. If you're not seeing what you think you should be seeing, if you're going through struggles, if you're going through heartache, if you're going through hopelessness, I'm one that can testify to put your net on the other side. Throw your net to the other way you've been thinking. Get on God's side, the right side. Not on the left side. Go to the right side. I won't get political there on you, so. I'd like to, but I got to stay in the Word. Go to the right side.
Amen.
And you will find some. And so they cast. Don't get me giggling. Oh, you mean laughter is a good medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's in your Bible. Hallelujah. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Now there's your microwave moment. You want to see change? You want to see doors unlocked? Throw your net on the right side and see what happens. We talked about that a little bit on Wednesday, and you know what? We had one of the largest groups of men that we had yesterday in this church at men's breakfast. Praise God. We had multiple people represented, multiple churches, and praise God, the church is growing. People are being blessed. People are wanting to be in church. We're being physically fed. We're being spiritually fed. We learned about being watchmen on the wall in Ezekiel yesterday, about caring for others, not just in the physical needs, but in the spiritual needs. Amen. Are we watching those things, you know, in my house? Hey, watching TV for a few minutes? Oh, nope, click that off. Oh, they're talking this? Nope. Off. Don't need that stuff in my home. I'm not even sure why I have a TV anymore. Andy Griffith, you know, Petticoat Junction maybe, I don't know. Some old show. I don't even know if it's anything even worth watching other than putting the church Facebook page on my TV and remoting in so I can watch broadcasts on my big screen. But other than that, I don't know what I use my TV for. Just a hint, if you don't have us connected with our Facebook page, you can be blessed through the week, not just on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Amen.
Amen. So click the likes, get on our Facebook page, because we're trying to reach people. We're trying to bless people. Share those that you know are going through, and hope of planting seeds. I saw a phrase, and I don't know the guy's name, so I'll be careful quoting, but just know this, not coming from me, where the comment was, is that don't judge your life and things on your harvesting. Judge it on what you're planting. And yesterday we planted seeds. Today I'm planting seeds. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I don't know who this will bless and who this won't. But all I can do is I can say Jesus over your situation. I'm planting seeds that your life will be blessed in prayer and believing that they would, if they're not called to the river, at least they would get in the church that they're supposed to be at.
Amen. Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. So don't worry, I'm getting ready to close. I can do this. Hallelujah. They weren't able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Some of you are seeing years and years and years of sowing seed and being willing and obedient. And what you're seeing is you're seeing outcome of the growth over all those years right now of switching to the right side.
Come on.
It didn't just happen yesterday. It is a process that takes time. When you see the things I have or the things that people comment, you're like, well, I'm not seeing it. You know, how do you be debt free? I've lived my whole life. I don't even know how to be debt free. Well, guess what? We can help you with that.
Amen.
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 There is a realm of this that if you're willing and you're obedient, you can see the great fish coming. It's a sign of provision, right? Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it. Hello. There's something deep here about when we take off Jesus and try to do stuff on our own. If you've heard me and Pastor preach once, you've heard it said hundreds of times that you've got to put on Jesus like a parachute, like a life jacket. But when you put on Jesus, the storms may come. The things may come against you. But we can't continue to live like old Peter of taking the garment off. You've got to keep on that garment of praise in your life and keep Jesus on 24/7. But if you've taken him off, here's the good news. Jesus wants to reason with you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to strengthen you and help you understand that agape love of keeping him on all the time. And plunged into the sea. He had removed it and plunged into the sea. So when Jesus came to his rescue, he didn't delay. He may have messed up, but when Jesus entered his mess, Peter went after him, and they met together. It wasn't this unwillingness or disobedience to say, well, Jesus is knocking. I don't know if I want to let him in. Oh, no. When Jesus is knocking, you best open that door and open it quickly and open your heart up to what he wants, and it'll bless you. It'll bless you. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with a fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there. There's a message there too. And fish laid on it, and bread. Here these fishermen were looking for fish. We're looking for provision. And here Jesus lays it right in front of them. Say, here, I've already got what you have need of. All you got to do is be willing and be obedient to partake of what I have for you. They struggled all night trying to find their purpose, find provision. But it's then when Jesus gets in your mess and he says, it's right here. I'm right here. Won't you receive? I'm right here with your food, with your bread. We've been talking about bread, right? Give us this day our daily bread. What do you have need of? He provides what you have need of.
Yes, amen.
Ah, if that doesn't bless you. What is it that you have need? You need this debt cancellation. You need a job. You need forgiveness. You need addictions broke. You need whatever. You need. What is it that you need? Because Jesus has that bread with him to give to you if you can receive it.
Amen.
Ah. The very thing they were striving for, Jesus had it all along. They just had to go to him.
Then as soon as they
had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on bread. In verse 10, Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." We're going to have a meal. It's almost like the fatted calf. Let's bring all this fish. Let's bring all this provision. Let's have a time where we all come together with provision. How about that? You see, Jesus doesn't just provide for one. He'll provide for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
When we bring what we have, when you bring something, you're encouraging me. You bring your fish and your bread that you received today. Come on. Come on. When the fish and the bread that I received the other day and then I posted on Facebook so that someone might be encouraged, that's your bread Jesus has to share and encourage and to help people get out of this hopelessness and understand today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
To understand today is the day that you can make this a new day and change the situation as you know it. Jesus said, "Then bring some of the fish which you just caught." And Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, it's hard to minister to somebody on an empty belly. Help somebody. Are you here? The moment you start helping with provision, then somebody can start to receive because the situation was bleak. And they'd eaten breakfast. And Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And here's where the whole message lies for today and for you, the golden nugget, the big key. Do you love the Lord more than you put whatever it is in your life? It's the moment that changes your season forever. Because you and I, let me just go back to me. It's safer at me. For me, before I got right with the Lord, it was only a head knowledge. And anything and everything caught my attention. And I put my faith and trust and hope in everything else except for the Lord. And even when I slipped after knowing the Lord, I fell down, might as well broke my leg, and being like Jacob, that I never walked the same again. That it's that moment in time when you have to ask yourself, when we say, "Come reason together," we don't have to argue. I don't have to fight with you. I don't have to throw Jesus down your throat. I just have to ask you one big question to know about your salvation and to make sure that you're going where Jesus is going to be going. And that is, do you love him more than X? I don't have to argue. I don't have to fight. I don't have to try to reason together. You see what I'm saying? If any of you have been in management and workplace, you know that sometimes reasoning together is not always pleasant. But in this case, Jesus is one-on-one with Peter and saying, hey, do you love me more than these fish, Peter? Do you love me more than bunny rabbits? Do you love me more than Christmas presents? Do you love me more than Easter eggs? You see what I'm saying? Now, put your name in there and put anything in your life that you've placed above God. And you have to ask yourself, do you love Him more than that? And it will change your course of direction. It will make love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul really get real. And Jesus says in His Word, God says in His Word, come, let us reason together. We can reason all you want. Now ask the question, do you love me more than this? Do you love the job more than this? Do you love, you know, maybe in Isaac's days, maybe do you love your son more than you love me? That's a tough one. What is it that you love that you continually put above me in your life? And he's asking Peter, do you agape love? That's what he's asking him. Do you love me this much? But you got to understand, Peter doesn't understand agape love. He only knows phileo love.
Come on.
We don't get it yet. We don't, as we're renewed in our spirit and we're born again and we're baptized with the Holy Ghost and we get the Spirit in us and we're renewed where we no longer with the flesh, we then transfer over to a new season of love that is beyond just brotherly love or conditional love. It turns into an unconditional love that I put Him above, I lift Him above everything else in my life, and then I enter into my new season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He's not talking about agape love. Peter doesn't know agape love. He doesn't get it yet. He's still being restored. And he said to him, Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. Verse 16, and he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Do you agape me? A second time. I'm going to reason together with you. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do it. But you've got to answer me this question, Peter. For you to go on in your next season, for you to be used at the level that I need to use you, we have to talk about this situation. Because this Peter will go back to the bass boat. This Peter would go out this morning when I saw it slick as glass out there this morning, knowing those crappie were biting, that I could have went out there and had dinner for all of us in a couple hours and smoked them. But something in me, as I'm standing on my porch watching the lake and watching a fellow fisherman out in the bay going, yes, Lord, I love you more than that. And then something changes in your season where it no longer controls you, because something, his name is Jesus, you've made him greater and greatest of agape love in your life that changes things and say, I'm not going back. I'm not going back to that. Oh, hallelujah. He said to him, yes, Lord, phileo love, you know that I love you. And he said to him, tend my sheep. I got a job for you, Peter, but you're not going to be able to do it effectively if I'm not first. There's always going to be something that takes your attention off of me. There's always going to be something in your seasons of life that you're going to deny me and you're going to go a different way and you're going to look a different way until we get this down in your heart. Do you love me more than these? And he said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Now Jesus now goes to where we're at and at least gets him to the point where Peter can understand, maybe just like I'm doing today, that you can understand the difference between brotherly love and agape love. And he goes right to where Peter's at. And something in Peter is touched. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? The third time. Peter denied Jesus three times, and each time was identifier of restoration and healing in his life. And he now is about to enter his new season of God using him in a way that he didn't think was possible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. You see, feeding the sheep is far more important to me than chasing that crappie fillet this morning. Feeding the lambs is far more important to me than going out in my boat, even though I know I can catch them. I know I can do it. But feeding you at the buffet this morning and your life being edified and your life being encouraged and your hopeless situation being drawn out of that mess and being fed that you may be a vessel in this land, and you may be encouraged in the food that you eat is more important to me than that. You see, Peter had to get a revelation about who he was and what he was supposed to do because he was chasing everything else except for that gift of God. And I want to encourage you this morning that we be ones, that we examine these scriptures today and say, Lord, when he asks you, let's reason together. Are there things in your life that you've placed above God today? And if you have, it's time to come and get renewed and restored into a new season. It's time to let go of that things and have this aha moment where it touches your heart. And you're like, have I been willing and have I been obedient or not? Because there's some good things for me to eat. If I can answer this question. And he says, most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands. Another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. And this he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. It's your key. All this spoken today, and as quick as I could get it done. Follow him, and he'll make you a fishers of men. They laid down their nets for him, but at a more convenient time, they picked them all right back up. And every one of us may have been that same role. And it's time to ask ourselves, is there anything else that we put above Jesus in our life? Because he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And if there's anything up there, we got to break that thing off. And we've got to get real with ourselves. And we've got to reason together and say, listen, Lord, forgive me. Because anything you put above God, you've made it an idol in your life. And as much as I love fishing, and as much as some of you like the things that you do, if it's an idol above God, we've got an issue. We need to reason together. And I have to ask you, do you love him more than these? That's your key for God to use you at a new level that you didn't think was available. It opens up doors in your life to where you're fed and you have blessings that you don't know why you're blessed, but you're just blessed because you're willing and you're obedient to feed the lambs and feed the sheep. It's true, I am the Peter that failed miserably. But I'm also the one, maybe just like you, that might be feeling like I am, that goes, listen, I didn't know that there was restoration available, but I found restoration when I found and met up with Jesus one-on-one. And he loved me enough to comfort me. He says, come, let's reason together about this situation. And I laid my life down so that I may feed the sheep. I do what I do because of that love and that moment that I had my God encounter, that these scriptures became real to me. And I pray it's real to you today, because God's asking, do you love me more than this? And I leave you with that to mull over and chew on, because now it becomes your personal walk like it was mine. Sometimes it's not easy, but I'm living proof of the blessings that have come from that decision. Amen? God bless you for watching. I pray you get in the house of God and you're blessed in Jesus' name. Amen?
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to us here at The River, you can email us at study@riverwc.org. Again, that's email to study@riverwc.org. God bless you.